This podcast features adults using adult language. You have been warned.
Seven yes. plus four is 11 radiant damage.
You obliterate it.
So we still have, wow. The following yes. podcast well contains done. Adult like language.
Yeah, I'll record it.
I would very much like to move. After watching my friend do his thing, I'm gonna do something a little more
acrobatic.
Can't you fey move down?
Not falling on my head, which will be my fey step. So I can teleport 5 squares.
You can.
Does downward movement does that count? It's not okay.
No. Don't worry
so,
about it.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Here, yeah, you think, guys?
Oh my God, yes.
Mm-hmm. Or here.
That's
doesn't matter to me. You can't as I you can't like. Get any deader.
Enjoy.
That's too far.
That's too far. Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, I was here, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I fail at counting. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's better. Okay.
Bam.
That'll be there.
So you're done.
Bam.
And now, because it's the end of my turn.
Yeah.
I swear an oath of enmity on the next turn, right? The beginning of the next turn? Or do I swear it now?
What kind of action is the swearing? Is it a minor for you? Free?
I think it's a free action.
Oath of enmity is right there at the top of that. You got it. It was on the page you were looking at. See?
Yeah. It just says I gain the oath of enmity power, so it's not right there. It's a class feature. Minor action.
Okay, so you have a minor action left.
All right, so... and it's 10. So I'm going to Oath of Enmity this guy because he's been hurting my friends.
He is that.
It makes me very angry.
Binwin.
I hope that you...
You have a death save.
Made it.
Okay. All is stable. Jim.
Holy I'm just God. Sleeping.
Okay.
I'm just resting my eyes.
I'm going to go...
And my blood.
magic missile on this guy. 16 that's plus 7, that's a hit.
Yep.
2d4 plus 6. That's 8.
9.
9,
sorry. 9?
Yep.
You obliterate him as well.
Oh, good. Wow, cool.
Dude, Jim, dark magic.
Back from the grave and kicking ass.
He's back from
You're
the
better
dead.
Once yeah. you died.
Omen.
Yeah.
All right. How bad would it be if our land's greatest heroes were resurrected in the service of an evil necromancer? I think it's time to start seriously considering a world where our most powerful heroes become the scourge of free people. Are we okay with that?
Are you thinking about surrendering?
Not surrendering, just leaving. I don't know what's going to happen in this crypt. You know,
gotta keep fighting.
We're so close to killing one...
Is one
poofta in a robe. Wow, cool, like that was inappropriate.
Is the bad man
he's wearing a robe doesn't mean that he's gay.
That's a darn good question to answer.
People can tell whose voice I think is who.
My name is Mark.
Has anybody been keeping a rough count of how much damage the robed shaman has been taking?
All the damage he took was...
A lot?
It was from me.
Yeah.
Why? Is there
a lot like 40 or a lot like...
A lot like maybe... 15 or 20?
Is the skeleton up on the ridge bloodied?
At the most, I think.
It is.
Okay. I'm gonna hit him with the sacred flame, which never hits. It sucks.
Never
as a
hits.
Flame. As flames go. Alright. Anyway, I'm gonna dish it up, but it does radiant, so it's got a good minimum.
Sure.
you don't buy it. You don't believe it. Watch this. You'll see. Ha!
17.
Hit.
Yes, 20. So that dishes up 6 radiant.
Okay, 11 radiant. He is still there, but looking quite battered.
If I confer temporary hit points onto a person who's down, what happens?
It doesn't change their condition. If they happen to get back up, they still have the temporary hit points for as long as they last.
Okay, 2 hit points.
Yay, I'm only at -3 now.
Well, no, the temporary hit points just... They just sort of sit on top of your hit point total. They don't go anywhere. They don't do anything. They don't contribute to anything until you actually get
until you're up.
I see. What you're
but hold, if I use this every round,
so if you can heal me.
Okay.
Yeah. I use it every round for 10 rounds. It'll be sort
gotta,
of like your
I still got to use my daily power before this game ends.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we're going to have an opportunity.
Okay. Then it is the bad guy's turn. That archer will shoot... who's bloody, just out of curiosity, out of...
I'm bloody.
Okay. You're bloodied?
I'm not bloody.
All right. The archer is gunning for you, Jim.
Of course.
26 is going to hit you.
Oh, yeah.
For 5.
Okay.
The necromancer says,
"Just come down here. We'll talk about it. Come into this square."
I am in a merciful mood. Leave now, or you will regret it. And then he goes to back to shaking his talisman over the open sarcophagus, saying, "Arise!
I'm not doing any. This is not a serious thing. I'm doing. I just.
What is wrong with this thing? This isn't working."
Yeah, it didn't work last time either, actually. So. Let's take it to the hoop. We need to
scroll
deal with
of
this.
Fate.
Yeah, which one should we? Which one should we attack? Magic
Hail
scroll.
Oh, it's me then, isn't it?
It is.
Come on, crazy paladin guy.
All right, I'm not a paladin. I'm an avenger.
But
okay,
you were telling
I don't hang around with those guys.
Man. Yikes!
So you opened a can of worms with that? A can of eldritch worms.
Let's start writing DR period who instead of Doctor Who.
Oh my god.
Yeah, okay.
Wow.
It's a schism, is what you're saying. It's a religious schism.
That's worse than the whole Trekkie Trekker gaffe.
Can you deal radiant damage to skeletons?
Just so
As
you
a matter
know,
of fact,
the one
I
that
can.
Always brings up Trek.
I am, in fact, able to do that.
I would love to see it.
All right. Well, in that case, 1, 2, 3, 4. It's close. It's 5.
Yeah.
So that's,
yeah.
That's close. All right. So I don't see any need to move, so I'm going to try to extract some radiant vengeance on him, upon whom I will now swear my oath of enmity. Mirthor Ancien Alakim.
I love it.
It looks nervously over to the necromancer.
11, 15.
That hits.
All right, awesome. And this will be...
Beat his ass. Big. We need D8. A big roll.
6 plus 4, I think. Yeah, 10.
That's radiant.
10 radiant.
It explodes in radiant.
Boom! Okay, so we need to get him up. We need to get Ben.
So do I get the job?
Feet. Yes.
Yes.
If we get out of this crypt,
Ben,
you're hired.
You can work for free.
I'll say versus dying.
Please do.
Yes, 18.
Okay.
I have a question.
Yeah.
I have an elixir of aptitude, which I can quaff and get a plus one to some skill and lasts for an hour. Mm-hmm. So my heal is 3.
Yeah.
So what if I were to quaff that?
My heal is banging.
Okay, never mind. Then I won't do that. I was just thinking if there's another way that I could help.
No, my heal... I have the healing part of this
Jim's
thing
turn.
Down.
All right.
Okay.
Jim, go get him.
Do you have a daily?
Yeah, can I hit him from here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got I already used my daily. It was Raising Cloud. But I can't hit him with a Force Orb, which is 2d8 plus 6. Could hurt him.
Nice, yeah.
So I will go ahead and do that. 19 plus 7.
That's going to hit him. Roll your
damages. 2d8.
Yeah, yeah, here you go.
There's another d8.
Enjoy.
Alright, 2d8 plus 6. 7 plus 6 is 13.
13.
Thanks. Okay.
Wait, and I'm by the battle standard, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Plus 1.
14.
14.
All right, that bloodies him.
Awesome.
He screams out.
Dark magic! No, what we need to do...
When he dies, he'll be like, he was 7 foot tall if it was an inch. With a shock of red hair.
What kind of intimidate?
Eyes that blaze like the sun.
Do you have intimidate?
Next up is Omen.
Look at this. Look at my intimidate
bonus.
Plus 5. That must be a plus 5, right?
If he's bloodied, I wonder if we can fucking...
Is it trained? I can tell you. Here's your intimidate.
Work him over.
It's trained. So it's... And your charisma is 0.
Okay.
So yeah.
So if
it's
I... Binwin is out, basically, of the fight. I mean, he has no more healing surges.
Correct.
So even if I heal him, he's basically walking wounded, right?
I'll be at 2 hit points that are temporary.
Well, the 2 hit points don't actually add if you're unconscious. But basically, unless you have some way to heal him that doesn't rely on him spending a healing surge, he's
we
down
have
for this fight.
Like
yeah, when I deal damage, I can confer
You're going to definitely need an extended rest.
Yeah. Okay, well, anyway, I need to heal him and stabilize him anyway.
Right, so he's not making saves.
Exactly. So that's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
Plus,
any way to fail the save or eight. Fail the check?
Not, well, I get it's this plus eight. I mean,
okay.
To roll one, I guess.
Yeah.
I do not roll a one. digital recorder. In fact, I roll a 15, which right. Modified is 23, which means that he feels hale and hearty.
Goodwin is not in danger of dying anytime soon.
When you said I do not roll, I guess I could roll a one somewhere. Like,
yeah, I was like oh no,
Fate was out on a date. No, like they were like in the museum, and Fate's date was like, what's wrong? Oh, you know, I just felt something.
But you can hear the gears weird. Of the universe clinking together.
Okay, is that it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's good to go. That's my standard.
The necromancer appears from behind the crypt and says. There will come a day when no one will know the name Jim Dark Magic. You will be a relic.
Now I know you're lying.
I am going to swear such an oath of enmity on him.
And he will try to grasp you in necrotic claws, rolling a 25 on his fortitude attack. So you're going to take 9 necrotic damage.
I die again.
Okay. Well, you've still got claws crawling all over you.
Thump. So I guess you can... Floating body.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
This is your job now.
Okay.
Newbie.
All right.
This is appropriate. This is perfect. Only
bloody.
One person can save the day.
Yeah.
Lay down. Lay down, Omen. Lay down. Only one person can save the day. It is the new hire.
It's Elipel's turn.
Okay. Hold on. I just got to see what the distance of this... thing is here. It's looking like it's probably going to be some more of that radiant vengeance. I'm so
yeah,
you know, I'm so well known
up front, right? I mean,
yeah. So
once you're out here,
yeah. So I'm going to move and attack.
Okay.
So I will move 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Is there any way for us to get rid? He's shaking this talisman around. Is there any way for us to hit the talisman or get rid of the talisman?
It's not giving him any powers. He's just trying to do something with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he's trying to use its power to reanimate a corpse, but is not having much luck doing
okay,
it.
Okay, well...
Probably because it's beyond his ability.
He sucks, basically.
Yeah. Well,
he's only good enough to kill our entire party.
Yeah, his rolls have been terrible. So,
Eventually...
So this is D20 plus 4.
Okay.
15.
Against?
Reflex.
Hit.
Okay, and then this is 1d8 plus 4. Ugh, 6.
Okay.
It's damage. He's bloodied.
He is still bloodied.
God, we need to put one serious hit on him.
Trying to
only
see if
there was
going to
be a player still
that
alive
that
could do something
against
him. Oh! I don't think you
no, there's nobody else around here, so I can't use my Bond of Retribution. Bond of Retribution is cool. It does weapon damage plus wisdom modifier the first time an enemy other than the target I've designated does any damage to me. It does it to the target.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's no more enemies, so,
yeah,
so unless he raises up one of these mummies, which I don't want.
Right. That's why I'm holding back my the big undead 3d10 ass kicking. But I still have my Halo of Fire if I get close to him.
Excellent.
Right, so but anyway, the enemy is on there, which means that the reroll ability that you used before is still
that,
available.
Yeah, that's an encounter power, so I haven't used that yet.
You take 5 necrotic damage.
Oh, wait a second. Last time you hit me for 9, which took me down to -3.
So now I'm down to -8.
And then -8.
You don't have to worry until you get down to your negative bloodied value.
Okay. And I do a saving?
Yeah.
So he's saving against death right now?
Yes.
Right?
This is still the same encounter. He's still got 2 strikes against
him. I'm going to go ahead and put those back.
Yeah. So we need to stabilize
thanks.
Jim.
Yeah.
Oh my god, dude. One more strike and your character is dead. Jim Dark Magic is dead.
It's
Jim
Omen's
can't
Jim.
Die.
He,
according to the contract we signed?
Yeah. He'll just multiply. Okay, so...
If you strike him down, he will only come back even more powerful
yeah.
than before.
So, stabilizing him is my standard action.
Yes.
next podcast. This is Jim Dark Magic Jr.
We always wondered how many Jim Dark Magics there were exactly.
Is it like the Dread Pirate Roberts?
Sort of.
Yeah.
He's an idea, really.
Yeah.
So, D20 plus 8 to stabilize Jim Dark Magic.
Great.
Stabilize the shit out of me.
Stabilized! Done. Even on a roll of a 3, I stabilize.
Yep.
Wow. All
right. Wow.
Okay. So you're not bleeding to death. Awesome news. And the bad guy.
Sweet.
Will attack Aelifel with his necrotic claws.
I knew that
dude,
was coming.
Dude, you're going to hate these claws.
Yeah.
17 versus fortitude.
Yeah, that hits.
Okay.
That's how many hit points do you have?
37.
All right.
I'm okay. And, wow. And I got 4 healing surges and a second wind.
What a shit
I'm
have
okay.
you been?
He's been up here so
I was up here wailing on skeletons.
You take Man. 9 necrotic damage, and you'll take ongoing 5 necrotic.
Okay. When you're starting to turn. So I'm down to 26.
But that's all he can do.
Okay, so we're back up at the top. Aelifel is up.
That is his turn.
Okay, so yeah. I take necrotic damage now.
Yeah, 5 points.
5 points. So that takes me to 21. I'm bloodied.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Murder is the operative word.
Okay, hold on. Let me just look at my little powers here.
Do you have one called murder? Because...
actually, I have...
Avenging murder!
I have murderize the necromancer. It's
okay.
actually my
yeah.
Level yeah. 1 at will prayer.
Definitely use that.
That's not going to do it. That's not going to do it either. I think I should probably get up and do... melee him and try to put the halo of fire on him.
Yes.
That's probably my best stuff. That's probably my best move. So 1, 2, 3.
Spellcasters don't like it when people get up in their face instead
yeah.
of stabbing
them. Makes them very unhappy. Alright, so this is wisdom versus AC, so yep. this will be D20 plus 4.
Do you have the ability that which is the ability that lets you switch places with him?
That's the overwhelming strike.
Because that would be pretty sweet.
Well, I don't actually switch places with him. I hit him, I shift, and I pull him into the space I was just in.
That's fine. If you do that, it will put him right here, which will give us combat advantage against him, and we'll get pluses on, hopefully, the rest of this fight.
When you say we, who exactly do you mean? We're all dead.
Us? Listen, we can take this to the hoop.
I'm officially hot and pissy
yeah.
about the heat. I'm with you now.
Now you're with me?
Yes.
All right.
Really? Because the Halo of Fire is double, it's 2d8 plus 3.
You could just kill him.
Yeah, yeah, do it.
And
do
then
it.
I think it's a better, it's do a better,
it.
It's a Hail Mary, but it's,
yeah.
you know.
Don't listen to a good king one.
Once a lot. Good king once a lot. Once a lot.
All right. So this is D20 plus 4 versus AC.
Jerry, good.
9.
Well, his AC is never going to be great.
Cannot roll a 20.
9 plus 4, 10, 11, 12, 13 versus AC.
No.
Miss.
So,
son of a bitch.
What happens
if
on
I
miss?
11,
what happens on
hit?
Miss?
Because it was on 11 and then it rolled off.
If you miss the halo, does anything happen?
No.
Okay.
I feel like a dick, and I feel
is it
useless.
An encounter power?
And I feel useless
yeah.
and ineffectual,
yeah.
and I'm upset that I've wasted my encounter.
My turn.
Power.
It is, in fact. Not. It is Jim's turn.
To not die?
Well, no, I
you're
stabilized.
I'm stabilized.
You're fine.
Okay, yeah, you're fine. You're just down.
Well, you're,
so, yeah,
fine,
it's your turn.
Fine.
All right.
Why don't you run up to him and not do something?
That's so last turn.
I like it.
Well, I'll try to use my...
Don't you have a weapon? You have any sticks? Can you throw a rock at him?
I try...
insult him?
It was going to be cool, but now, like, when I say I use my Avenging Flame, it just, it doesn't, like...
Maybe...
It's withered somewhat.
Can you get a snarky barb at him?
It's my intention.
No, you pretty much got that under control.
Insult his robe?
It's my intention...
Did your mama buy you that robe?
...to hit him with Avenging Flame.
Please do.
I hope that works.
Hey, wait, hold on, real fast.
Yeah.
I can teleport 3 squares at the end of my thing. So, would it make sense to teleport
yes.
here
as
my? It's an instant, and then
that's
we
great
have
news.
Combat advantage
yeah.
against him.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes, I love it. That's
good
a good
call.
Idea.
Good call.
So,
right.
I
so,
will, mark that off.
D20
plus 1 to your
plus
roll.
2,
plus 2. So you're guaranteed a 3, which I think still misses.
Anyway,
the level of support, the level of support and like teamwork from Scott Kurtz is it's overwhelming.
D20 plus 9 is my attack.
Okay.
Everybody ready?
Yes.
Dude, let's do this.
Great.
Fuck you, Jerry. Fuck you.
Encounter power.
Fuck
Encounter
you.
Power. Do it. Yeah, I've got it. Yes.
Oh my God, you're horrible at this game. Why do you play this all the time?
It was a one, by the way, everybody at home.
It wasn't even a one. It wasn't even a one. It was a goddamn symbol dice. It was the magic symbol.
They'd run out of numbers.
It's okay.
So embarrassing. Okay.
You do this every week and you still aren't any better?
I'm going to roll it again.
Divine Guidance. Go ahead.
Go first.
Go ahead. No, no, he gets to go again. Divine Guidance.
Do it.
I'm rolling this
you get
dice.
A two over.
Plus 9.
By the way, if you roll a 1, I'm going to jump across the table and I am going to deliver you Wheaton's vicious cock punch of furious anger.
Hopefully that's just a daily. Like I only want to be hit with that one
it's
time.
It's a level 12 encounter power.
Okay. Do you want to switch dice? Do you want to switch dice?
No, just it's this dice has got my back. I'm going to roll this dice. Incredible
it's
things
it's
are going to happen.
It's got your ass. So it's
got... Ready? Here we go.
He's so nervous.
Well, you fucking made me nervous. All right. D20 plus 9. Okay, D20 plus 9.
Oh my fucking Christ! Punch him in the dick! Punch him in the dick!
What the fuck?
Punch him in the dick hole. Get your dick out. Get your dick out, and you punch him in it. What the fuck is wrong with you? God! Is that a zero? What is that? It's just a picture.
You rolled less than one. They had to come up with a symbol for below one.
You did it twice in a row.
I told you to choose switch dice.
You were the worst D&D player ever.
Of anger.
I told you to switch dice.
I deal half damage on a miss.
So do you deal normal damage on two misses?
I deal half damage on a miss.
That's awesome. How many dice are you going to roll ones on then?
Please do.
5, right?
No.
7 points.
Okay.
Was that enough?
He still stands.
It's great radio, though, Jerry. Seriously. It's making the podcast.
He closes his eyes when you cast the spell.
And sighs.
And opens one of them cautiously and slowly when he realizes he's still standing.
Yeah. He's like, what was that? Was that a butterfly? Did a butfly land on my shoulder?
All right.
Is there a draft in here? Someone open a door?
I am bloodied.
I am also bloodied. Is that bad?
No, it just means he's got to kind of half smart about this. He's going to shift to here. And Thunder Wave, both of you.
Why would he hit Omen? Omen's on his side.
This feels good. That's what the game is about. Is the fucking camaraderie.
We'll start with Omen. This is against Fortitude, 18.
Oh, yeah.
And against the Eladrin, 17.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's going to be 7 points for each of you, thunder damage. And he can't move you away, Omen, but he does push you
away. Well, he doesn't have to. He just, I fall over.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Boonk. What?
Yeah, that was my whole thing, was to get up close and do that attack.
It's all up to Al. All
right. So I need to do some massive healing surges. Can I do a second wind of myself?
Yeah, you haven't used your action point, have you?
It's a standard.
I have not.
You can do it.
All right, so I'm going to use my second wind.
Okay.
So
and then
remind me what that does?
Healing surge.
Yeah, you spend a healing. Essentially, you spend a healing surge and get back
all right.
Number of hit points.
So I get 14 plus 12. I'm back up to 26. I'm no longer bloodied.
Why, your healing surge is 12?
Yeah.
Jeez.
He's got more hit points than me.
I'm a big tough dude with I took toughness. So
okay, you need to hit
Listen.
I know coming from me.
Hey, okay, of the four people in this party, who does not need to be talking about needing to hit? Who would that be?
Hold it on. It still happens.
Now, hold on. Now, let me look at my notes.
It just so happens.
And see, it says
that you
here,
should... it is a damage
session
chart.
And campaign notes.
Yeah, who's got Jerry, the damage chart?
Jerry rolls back-to-back ones. Don't listen to him about taking your damage attack rolls, because you hate him. Those are the, I'm sorry, man. That's the note. Can I swear an oath of enmity against you? Not against your player. Not against Hillman.
I mean, Jerry
fucking
Holkins.
You totally.
I want
you just,
to kill
you.
You
just became JFH. I'm going to write a story about you in a book.
Well. All right.
Right. So anyway, I'm kind of interested in hitting this guy. That would be a good thing for Will to do. So
maybe we can cut a deal. He's what? Why? Just wait us out. We're gonna win.
The necromancer's bloody. The Avenger's not.
Okay.
You can keep your friends. Seriously. They do more damage themselves than we do.
Wow. Even the bad guys
makes me mad.
Yeah. It's wow. Yeah.
Now the DM's getting in the act.
Just the embrace. Just the warm embrace.
He doesn't really say that. He just wants you to rot in hell.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm pretty much out of various powers and things except my at-wills. So I can either get into melee with him and I can try to overwhelming strike him.
Yeah.
Or I can radiant vengeance him. It's the same. It's just melee versus...
How personal is it?
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, yeah, is the attack,
you know,
the same?
If I'm going to go down, I'm going to go down in a big way.
Yeah.
So I'm going to move up and I will attack him with the overwhelming strike. 13 plus 4. 17 versus AC.
That hits.
Okay, and this will do D8 plus 4. No, sorry. D8 plus 3. 8.
Ha! Ha!
11. And I shoot
him.
Oh, God, thank God!
Will Wheaton, everybody.
You were hired.
Thank
you were
God.
Hired. Hired, sir. You were hired.
All right. We are out of initiative combat. Are you guys going to take some sort of extended rest down here, or what's the deal?
Extended rest.
We're just going to rest.
Okay.
It can't get worse than down here.
All right.
In an extended way.
Before we extended rest, I want to search the necromancer.
Okay. He's got a kind of a hideous black skull talisman that he was waving around for a while there.
All right.
He's got a staff that looks like it might have some magic to it, and his robes.
There must have been some magic in
that old black staff we found.
You can see that he has got markings on his body that suggest he is some sort of Orcus worshiper, and he has got a missive from somebody named Calorel to plunder the tomb of Velatra, the Storm Wizard.
Oh, Carl.
God damn, that guy.
And
he's always good.
Yes. You can see inside the open sarcophagus, or the half-open sarcophagus, is the skeletal remains of an armored human. And you see treasure nestled around.
That's
we are totally not taking that treasure. This guy came here from Calorel. Listen, this might cost me my job. But
you're
this guy
to
was
a bunch of unconscious people.
This
right
guy
now
was sent. I'm just thinking out loud.
Yeah.
So this guy was sent here.
Monologue.
This guy was sent here from Calorel to defile this tomb and steal from these people who gave their lives to defend this tower and turn back the goblins and bring light to the land, and to steal treasure from this tomb would be an affront to all of the gods.
That's, meanwhile, I'm loading shit up in the mine.
Didn't we already take a bunch of the gold?
Not out of the tomb.
Not out of the crypt itself.
No.
That was their gold. That was the bad
guy's
gold.
The bad
that was the bad guy's gold that they plundered from the tomb.
They're all unconscious,
yeah, but it's
right?
Good if it's different.
Okay.
It's like, it's like money laundering.
I burn all the gold. That way they can't take it.
I want to try to identify the stuff that's in the thing. And like it's what would that be?
Religion, probably. If it's a religious burial.
You have no trouble identifying that the warrior in the one tomb that you've opened has a magical sword and shield and armor. In addition, there are incidental magic items that he manage to...
Do they fit a dwarf?
Do they fit a dwarf?
You see that he has got buried with him some treasures that I guess he earned or took off of his enemies, including some things that are clearly of goblin or hobgoblin manufacture.
Is there any cool magic shit?
You said from the death.
Yes.
Not
if this, if this were an ongoing game right now, I'd be having you guys roll for magic items.
Cool. But basically, we're done.
The other tomb, the one that hasn't been opened yet, has markings on it to suggest that a woman is entombed within.
Oh, cool.
I see. So the actual core of it has not been...
Hey, before we... Yeah. Because my... I don't know. My That would be a lawful good thing to do. Close the tomb and seal it and not take anything, which probably would make everybody unhappy. But maybe we could use the wishing scroll to add... No. Okay, never mind.
I think if we're going to take something out of this tomb, it's at least going to be the wishing scroll. We're not going to take the gold.
I feel like she gave us the wishing scroll.
Yeah,
I know. It's, which is why I think that perhaps we should use the scroll because she would be guiding us.
The other thing that occurs to you is that this tomb has been compromised. Its location compromised.
It's given up.
Be safe
so we should take this stuff to keep it safe.
I don't... In terms, you want to talk about return on investment.
Yeah.
I just don't want to defile the tomb, that's all.
This stuff belongs in the museum!
But you have to understand... This is what you have to understand. It would be defiling it to leave it here. That's the thing.
Listen, you're the boss. I'm just the intern.
Everything in the bags.
I'm just the intern. I'm taking everything off the necromancer because I killed that motherfucker. Yeah.
No, you strip him.
While they're,
strip
while
him
they're
bare.
Unconscious, I'm loading that
What's
stuff up.
What's while they're
I got
unconscious?
A towel sheet, I got a staff.
No, but
I
the mice are dead.
Kind of
the cat's
rope.
Yeah.
The reality is that we
staff
can,
is certainly worth something because it's magical.
We can find the god she served, and these would probably be incredibly holy relics. I'm sure that's worth something. Victory.
So victory.
Finally.
So extended rest then.
Yeah. And we win.
And we win.
We win.